Tricia Faye Heffner, Professional Failure. By Tricia Faye Heffner. Read by Alan Rubinstein. For all those who suffer from fear of success, I have a modest proposal. Become a professional artist. In all those non-artist careers I've never had, people apparently learn how to be a spit-shined, double-breast-suited success, turning out successful memos from some top-floor successful office suite. The artist, by contrast, distinguishes herself by learning to tolerate failure on a consistent basis. 9 out of 10 artistic projects, according to a scientific survey I just made up, are doomed to result in humiliating faceplant. Even when you do succeed, you will still fail. For every glowing review you receive in the New York Times, you will get at least one critic suggesting your work is derivative and shallow. Mainly, this is because critics are spiteful, bitter people who can't let anyone be happy, including themselves. But artists should not fear failure so much as embrace it. Failure, unlike success, can motivate you to endure those requisite dark nights of the tortured soul, TM, where you will stockpile the ego-crushing doubt you'll be needing over a long poet's career. Failure motivates you to hide out in the desert for a year, where you pick up a guitar and discover the E minor chord. Or you will hotbox yourself, learn to paint, develop a taste for peyote, and change your name to something authentic like Moonbeam or Charcoal Briquette or Steve. More importantly, failing will give you street cred. You'll be able to brag about the many times you have not been deterred by your failure, but have gotten up, brushed the dust off your knees, and started all over again. If you do this enough times, you'll eventually do something else amazing, turning every catastrophe into a story about how you discovered you didn't care about what your reviewers said, because you were becoming an authentic artist, discovering the edge of your field, and pushing yourself over it like a barrel plummeting over Niagara Falls. Sometimes, when new artists ask me if I have ever failed, rather than lie or hide the headless gopher from my recent science experiment, I have a comprehensive list of abominations I keep in my desk drawer that includes huge swaths of poems that went into the shredder, singing off-key in my high school audition for The Music Man, and that one night in Culver City when I bombed so badly at stand-up comedy that the UN got involved. What, then, you ask, separates the successful creative from your average workaday derelict? Business cards. I have business cards that say Tricia Faye Heffner, Professional Failure. I also have business cards that read Tricia Faye Heffner, Professional Writer, but I only hand those out 1 of 9 times. 1 out of every 9 times you do something, you might actually succeed. The second important thing is day planners. I regularly schedule failure in as part of my working week. If I know I have a 1-page poem due on Friday, for example, I usually schedule in enough time to write 10 pages, knowing at least 9 of them will be a brilliantly phrased turd. This piece, for example, was originally terrible. It consisted of 8 drafts of pure fart noises, and 1 of gibberish translated into Swahili. It wasn't until I got to page 10 I remembered how to use English again and was able to write. And thirdly, not giving up. To be an artist means you are an adventurer into the deepest, wettest, most urban decay-filled jungles of the human mind. There's no telling what panthers and spleen-eating spiders live there. There's no telling which minuscule piece of flora or fauna might turn out to be a cure for cancer, and no way to find out but to keep trying. So when people ask you, after a terrible routine dies on stage or a poem gets rejected 180 times by The New Yorker, what you are doing with your career, don't be nervous, don't be ashamed, don't be scared. Lift your head high. Pull your chin up and hand them your business card. Your name here, Professional Failure, PhD. At worst, they'll be confused, and then you can hit them with your next joke.